This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat.
Hey, strong friends. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. Okay, this is like take four of me trying to do this intro because I am just like a ramble pants right now. I am deep in competition prep. My brain is struggling. Like, I feel like at this point, I'm past the point of struggle bus. I'm on like the struggle tractor down into the depths of hell. I don't even know what that means, but things are hard these days. Words are hard. Reading is hard. Talking is hard. But here I am showing up when things are hard. And I want to talk about why I like a macros-based approach with my clients. I have six reasons that I want to go through. And I know that you're going to be able to enjoy and appreciate this. So let's dig in. First, I want to express that macro tracking, whether you want to call it flexible dieting, IAFYM, tracking your macros, whatever, it's not the only approach that we encourage at Courtney for Life. We also do one called Mindful Portions, which is a portions-based system that is similar to flexible dieting, but we do all the back-end stuff that figures out the protein, carbs, and fats, and we just kind of give you guidelines on what to eat. It's not even an intuitive eating approach, but that's exactly what the title is. It's mindful portions. But anyway, flexible dieting and a macros-based approach is a strong foundation that our coaching is built upon. And these are six reasons why it works and why it's so friggin' fantastic. And these are not necessarily in order. These are just the points that I list out. So the first one is lifestyle sustainability, which I think is probably the most important. The tools that we give our clients and educate them along the way are skills that they can improve upon and carry with them for long-term success. It's not that they are on some kind of instant plan and the moment that they stop working with us, it's like, they're lost. They're lost little puppies. That is not the case at all. We teach them along the way so that when they do graduate, they are so confident with their skills and to continue on their own without having a coach. We approach habits, applications, and tools with the client's current lifestyle in mind and apply them in a way, like a method or with communication, that works for them. And although the overarching concept or habit is probably ultimately the same, the method and communication usually changes per client, which helps us improve the likelihood of sustainability for each client. Reason number two why I like a macros-based approach with clients is that it teaches them awareness. It teaches them how to make food choices, finding the balance for each client, being able to visualize portion sizes, seeing how much 100 grams of something is or whatever the case, and getting a good amount of fuel for daily energy and training performance. Realizing that if they're hungry, maybe what kinds of food to prioritize. Like a great example is if they're on vacation and they're like, oh, I'm really hungry. They can think about and they have the awareness, well, how much protein have I eaten today? Which is usually the first thing that we lack on vacation. And for many women as well, is just getting enough protein or prioritizing or having the awareness to eat more protein. And again, a similar thing when it comes to like vacation or social events is like how to build a balanced plate. And balance is for them. Balance is a very individual word, like how beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Balance is also in the eye of the beholder as well. Or the plate holder, I guess is my funny little pun for you today. Reason number three why I like a macros-based approach with my clients is that it can improve relationships with food. I am not saying it treats any kind of eating disorders at all. That is the furthest thing from what I am saying. But it can, there is the potential to improve relationships with food. For me, it helped. It doesn't force restrictions and make certain foods off limits, at least not with the approach that we take with our clients. And we try to encourage breaking the good and bad mindset or the all or nothing mindset or the falling off track mindset or the diet starts on Monday mindset. And again, this is not for everyone. This doesn't cure or treat or remove any kind of unhealthy mindsets, but we try to work on improving relationships with food. That is something that we take pride in on our team and all of our coaches very much prioritize and take seriously with our clients. Reason number four is that I believe it builds confidence. Making smart choices on vacations and social events, like I said, reminding the clients that food is always going to be there and they don't need to like YOLO at the buffet. When clients come to me and they tell me like, oh, I went out and I enjoyed myself and I don't feel guilty afterwards, like, oh my gosh, when a client feels good after a big event, a social event, a holiday, whatever it is, that's hands down one of my favorite things. Like when a client goes away on vacation or asks me how to approach a social event, they're like, okay, it's Christmas, like, should I hit my macros or what should I do? I always tell them, and of course, like context, and it depends on the client, how I communicate and what methods we use are very, very individualized per client. But I always tell them that what I want to hear is that they enjoyed themselves and they didn't indulge in guilt or regret. I want them to be confident with the outcome and how they feel afterwards. That's what I care about. So whether that means they track, whether that means they didn't track, loosely tracked, guesstimated, whatever the case is, as long as they feel good about their actions, that's what I care about. And when the client comes back and they're like, oh my God, I didn't YOLO, I felt good, I had a little bit of pie and I felt satiated and satisfied and I'm really happy and confident with my choices, guess what? We're building confidence and that is fan-friggin-tastic and I love it. And it's always an and. If that doesn't happen, we use it as a learning experience and we kind of like backtrack and we're like, okay, well, where did we go wrong, but where did you find the challenge to be? Where was kind of the turning point where you're like, maybe this is just a little bit too hard for me. I wanted to track, but I didn't because of insert whatever reason. We use it as a learning experience to build future confidence. So no matter what, no matter how slow the client thinks that they're going, whether they feel like they're not progressing, we always look back and you're like, you're still moving forward. And that helps them build their confidence. Reason number five why I like a macros-based approach with my clients is that it can help break the stigmas. I feel like this ties into point number three about improving the relationship with food and help breaking the good or bad mindset is that when we talk about dieting, flexible dieting, or a macros-based approach, remember that diet doesn't mean food restrictions for fat loss. Diet, the word diet, if you go on Google or look in the dictionary, it talks about that it means it's a way of eating. It's not a bad word. Diet doesn't mean restrictions. Diet doesn't mean salad. Doesn't mean fat loss. In that we don't have to have hard restrictions, rigid meal plans, extremes, or crazy diets. So we can break the stigma around the word dieting. Flexible dieting is not a bad thing. Reason number six, again, definitely not in order, definitely not the least important here, is with flexible dieting, we can encourage fat loss, muscle growth, maintenance. Many other diets, again, the term, the stigma, are for weight loss only. How often do you hear people talking about doing intermittent fasting or keto, for example, but they're doing it for weight loss? How often do you hear those same people being like, yo, I did keto, I lost 30 pounds, I'm going to do keto and I'm going to build muscle? Yeah, no, it just, you don't hear about it. And even me as a coach, as a fitness competitor, I don't even hear about that because those methods are not sustainable. This is why macros-based approach is, my opinion, better in most cases. And it's the approach I take with most of my clients because it is sustainable. Clients graduate with confidence, skills, and tools for long-term success. Now, this is like a little tie-on. Honestly, these are just little notes that I took and I'm like, I feel like this can all tie in together. So I'm going to throw these out. Another 6 points. I don't know why it's all about sixes in these last recent podcasts, but these, when I do a macros-based approach with clients, these are some of the factors that we take into consideration when we create their macro-based approach and when we set their macro targets. Because it's all about, like I said, in point one, it's about what works for the client with their current lifestyle. Well, how do we know where their current lifestyle is? We take into account these factors. Things like their past dietary styles, maybe fad diets that they've tried or et cetera. We take into account their mindset approach. If someone has a history of binge and restrict eating or an unhealthy mindset, or they think food is good or bad, or they tend to fall off track, I say that in air quotes, we take into consideration their activity levels. So how much they are doing strength training performance, or their NEAT, just basically how active they are on a daily basis, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis. We take into account or consideration stress factors that are both in short and long term, because these do absolutely play a role. We account for their lifestyle, things like their family dynamics, if they live by themselves, if they have three kids, if they're an only mom, whatever the case is, and we take into account their social life. We also take into account their short and long-term goals. I think these six factors are so important to set a client up for a macros-based approach, but then also improves their likelihood of success. Because when we know all of these factors, we're able to communicate, express methods, and develop tools and habits that work for each individual client. This is why I've talked about this so many times. Using a calculator for calculating your macros, honestly, in my opinion, just isn't the way to go, because online calculators cannot account for stress. It cannot account for your mindset. It's a computer. It's a system. There's no emotional data attached to it. And I think that is so important, because we are emotional beings. We're all friggin' balls. What is it? The glass case of emotions from Anchorman. I know you know what I'm talking about. These things are so important to work on a macros-based approach with clients and to ultimately create success. So hopefully these, well, I say 6 points, but maybe 12 points if we're tying them all together. I hope these are all beneficial for you. If you are not on our team and you're considering working together, you can go to courtneyforlife.com/coaching and see a little bit more. You can complete the inquiry form, but if you do want to talk, like, you can send me an email, send me a message on Instagram or wherever you find me, or however you can get a hold of me. If you want to talk a little bit more, set up a video call and we can just shoot the shit. I'm here for that. I'm here to help you find your success, because that's what I needed. And that's what I found with a macros-based approach. And oh my gosh, so many great things came from it. All my confidence, my relationship with food, my sustainability with it, my training, all good things. Anyway, I hope this was great for you. I hope your day is amazing, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.